You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Broadway, TV, and film star Jake Katzman is here, as well as the incredibly talented Courtney Mermino, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Back in the far-off year of 1985, people thought that 2015 would bring about all new types of high-tech transportation, like flying cars. Now it's 2020, and I don't remember what transportation is. Cruises stopped. Cars stopped production. And don't even get me started on the New York subway. Okay, so maybe that was just in Back to the Future, but in reality, I don't think anyone could have really predicted a worldwide shutdown due to COVID-19 in 2020. Well, maybe epidemiologists. And perhaps sci-fi authors. Well, thankfully, things are starting to open up and we are just having to modify our behavior. The one place I am counting down the days to be able to go to is Disney. With Disney World and Disneyland reopening in July, I can't help but think of going to Disneyland to get away from it all. Here's Disneyland from the musical Smile, which is exactly what Disney makes me do.
On Sunday night, I guess the folks were busy fighting. Joe already left home. 11 years old on my own, feeling nothing but lonely. There's nothing to do, there's nothing out there but the traffic down on State 93. So I'd sit through the night by our old black and white TV, and that's where I saw it, that's when I heard it. Real tight, wishing hard I might, wishing hard I may find my way to Disneyland. Gotta get to Disneyland on a western breeze. A magic carpet, please carry me away. Oh, I know you're gonna say it. Trees are paper mache, it's done with mirrors. There, each little bird's full of springs. You press a button, it sings recorded music in the air. They got the mountain refaced, it's only plywood and paste. Go on, say it. I'll turn around and tell you I don't care. I don't care. I will live in Disneyland, make my home in Disneyland. Maybe it's all fake, that's a chance I'll take. It's perfectly okay. Someone give me Disneyland, take me there to Disneyland. And when I get to Disneyland,
it's a good thing that singing about Disneyland does make me smile, because I still need to wait a little longer to go back there. However, we do not need to wait any longer to bring on our first guest. Jake Katzman has been working since he was 6 years old professionally. He was on Broadway in Kinky Boots. He's worked in TV, film, and in music. I'm so happy to welcome Jake to the Early Night Show. Hi, Jake.
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you for letting me on, like, your amazing show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being on as a guest today.
Yes. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
How have you been impacted by the policy in New York City?
Okay. Let's start with, like the positive first. The positive. Yeah, there is positives. Don't worry, there is positives. Basically, I get to spend like a lot of time with my family, like a lot now, because I was doing a lot of extracurricular activities for like school and stuff. So like there wasn't really a lot of time, but now everyone has like a lot of time now, like everyone, because everything stopped. So so now I'm hanging out with them. And then like a negative is probably like online schooling, because like you just get so much work. Like I am doing 12 hours of online schooling every day. It's crazy.
Wow. Sometimes though, like with my school, George Washington University Online High School, you get to like work at your own pace.
We get to do that too, but like that's probably the only thing I like about it, honestly.
I know that in addition to being an incredible performer, you are also an incredible talented songwriter. Can you tell us about any new music you have out?
Yeah. So basically my newest release song is called Fool. And it's like a cool like hip hop kind of beat. It has that like fire beat to it. So like you could always be like, two? Yeah.
Where can our listeners and viewers download your music?
Oh, you could find it on, let's see, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, and other music streaming platforms as well.
Oh, and congrats on your movie Materna that won awards in a film festival. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. Okay, so basically Materna is about like four different women who have like different backgrounds, and they had like an incident, like the same incident on the subway. And they like all connect through like motherhood, if that makes sense. And like I play Jared, which is one of like the son of like one of the moms, and like it shows the connection to that of like how she influenced me, kind of, if that makes sense.
Where and how can we watch it?
That's a great question that I even wish I knew the answer to, because like we don't know, because like I know they're still going I know they're still gonna go to like film festivals and stuff like that, so I don't really know when it's like gonna come out, because everything's like behind the scenes. So they haven't really said anything much.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today? And why did you choose that song?
Oh, okay. I would like to sing One Man Band by Old Dominion. And I like this song because, like, it's a cool country song, right? But, like, I want to put my own, like, pop spin on it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear you sing it.
Yes, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony up there, just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine, and I found you like a melody. You're singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one man band, I don't wanna be a Rolling Stone. And we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. Sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one man band, I don't wanna be a Rolling Stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you'll carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. come down. The chairs are all stacked and there's no one around. And nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you'll carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Thank you so much, Jake. Make sure to check out his new music on Spotify and his new movie, Materna. I met my next guest when she first auditioned for my musical, The Perfect Fit, almost a year ago. I was so happy that she was cast in the show because she is so incredible and I love working with her. I'm so happy to welcome Courtney Marmino.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Josh.
I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
Courtney and I met when she auditioned for my musical, The Perfect Fit. She walked right into the audition room, and I knew that the minute I heard your voice, I needed you to be in my musical.
Thank you.
I was hoping to do another stage production this summer, but the magic of COVID-19 interfered. Did you have like a favorite memory of being a part of The Perfect Fit?
That's actually a hard question because I loved everything about The Perfect Fit, but I would have to say that something that I'll never forget is when we would go into the rooms, the empty rooms during break, and we would all sing our hearts out and sing all the songs really loud. And it was just the rush and the joy. It was just amazing.
Have you had any other projects impacted by COVID-19?
I was actually in my school play. We were doing High School Musical, and I played Gabriella, and that's one of my dream roles. I've always watched High School Musical as a kid, and I was just so happy to do it, but now I'm really disappointed because I can't do it.
Although your show was canceled, how have you remained active in the arts while everything in person is paused?
I have been doing virtual voice lessons, piano lessons, and dance lessons each week.
I know that you actually had a short film that recently premiered. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, my short film, it was made to make awareness about gun violence, because even though it's hard to admit, that is a terrible thing that goes on and how it can impact kids all around the world psychologically. Even though it might just be a drill, it should be taken seriously either way.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing To Make You Feel My Love by Adele. It was originally by Bob Dylan, but I will be singing it by Adele. And I'm singing this song so that maybe I can put a smile on someone's face and to show them that even though it might be tough right now, might be in hard times right now, there's always hope.
Well, I'm excited to hear you sing the song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, I'm ready.
I would never.
Thank you so much, Courtney. I love being able to virtually collaborate with so many incredible performers on the show. Another great way I'm collaborating with other performers is on TikTok with hashtag SingWithJosh. For this week's hashtag SingWithJosh, here's Alexa LaSanta singing What I Know Now from Beetlejuice with me.
I was hot. Oh, I would do parties a lot. You know, I was driving Lamborghinis, sipping super dry martinis in the tiniest bikinis on a yacht. But I was depressed, oh, also completely obsessed. An unhappy beauty queen who dreamed to be Miss Argentina. I had such low self-esteem, I was a mess. So I gave it all up for the netherworld. I've been here forever, girl. If I was more clever, girl, I would have snuck it out doing what life's about. Pain and joy and suffering. Here is alone. So if you are breathing, go home. If I knew then what I know now, I would have looked within and took love in somehow.
That was great, Alexa. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. Thank you so much to today's guests, Jake Katzman, Courtney Marmino, and Alexa LaSanta from TikTok. You can also find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send us an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.